Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Well, it's summertime again, and we all know what that means.
当然喽，夏天到了，当然就是表示 going to the beach.
I was just going to say it's hot, hot, hot.
Don't you like the hot weather?
Well, where I come from, hot is a nice 22 degrees. I like that kind of hot weather.
哈，原来 Aaron 老师不喜欢热热的天气。I guess you don't like the hot Taiwan summers then.
If I had something to keep me cool, I might like summer in Taiwan better.
I've got just the thing you need then.
Really? What's that?
Hats, hats, hats.
I'm not sure I believe you yet.
You might after we finish our article all about hats, though. Let's get started now.
Hats, hats, hats.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Hats are the perfect accessories for summer. They're a great way to show off your style. They also protect your face from the sun. Here are some of our top picks for this season.Berets. Many people think of France when they see berets. However, you don't need tickets to Paris to enjoy this style.These hats are great for coffee dates on the weekends. Baseball caps. Both men and women look great in these popular hats.You can wear your favorite baseball cap. To give your outfit a fun look.
Word power!
Season. Season. Spring is my favorite season because the weather is the nicest then. Spring is my favorite season because the weather is the nicest then. Think of. Think of. Patricia thought of.A funny joke and told her friends. Patricia thought of a funny joke and told her friends. Weekend. Weekend. Henry made some plans with his friends for this weekend. Henry made some plans with his friends for this weekend.Baseball. Baseball. Natalie loves sports and likes going to baseball games. Natalie loves sports and likes going to baseball games.
All right, today's article is all about hats. And it starts out by saying hats are the perfect accessories for summer.
They are. Okay, so 一开始我们今天要提到的是什么呢？ Wow, 非常的时尚，就是帽子 hats. 帽子在夏天里是个非常完美时搭的配件哦。
So other accessories could be...sunglasses, or belts.
Oh, okay, that's true. Okay, so accessory 就是配件或者是有饰品的意思。所以在夏天当然我们也有太阳眼镜 sunglasses, right? Okay, so let's get back to the article.
All right, what does it say about hats? It says they're a great way to show off your style.
没错。所以呢，今天我们要聊到的是帽子，为什么呢？因为它们是个展现怎么样？时尚风格的一个好方法哦。
They're not just nice to look at, though. They keep you safe, too. The article says they also protect your face from the sun.
Oh, okay. 所以呢，接着呢，我们就提到，就是因为一开始就想说，哇，它看起来很好看。它其实帽子也可以保护你的脸，不受到阳光照射哦。
Okay, in today's article, Laura and I are going to give you some summer hat tips. Now, the article says, here are some of our top picks for this season.
那有些人可能想说，诶，那我不知道怎么选择帽子的话呢？ Don't worry, 本课我们就要教你哦。那以下是我们当季帽子的最佳选择。这里的 pick, 注意哦，它是当作名词来用，表示挑选或是选择的意思哦。
Now, we also had our first word power word in that sentence. The word is season. It's a noun and it's spelled S-E-A-S-O-N, season. Let's find out more about this noun now. A season is a period of the year. There are four seasons, spring, summer, autumn, or fall, and winter. Each season has a different kind of weather.In Canada, spring is rainy, summer is warm or hot, autumn is dry and cool, and winter is cold and snowy. Here's season in an example sentence. Spring is my favorite season because the weather is the nicest then. Let's say that one more time. Spring is my favorite season because the weather is the nicest then.
OK, 我们来看一下今天提到的就是 season 这个word power word, 它有着季节的意思。OK, 我们来复习一下你们知道春夏秋冬这四季的英文要怎么说吗？刚刚 Aaron 老师就来教大家了。在春天呢当然就是 spring, OK, 那可能通常呢台湾也是跟加拿大一样啦，也是会 rainy, 有点多雨的哦。那 summer 呢 summer 就是夏天，那这个秋天我们可以用 autumn 或者是 fall 都可以，以及冬天就是 winter. Okay, I think actually spring is really nice. Okay, so that's why our example sentence reads, spring is my favorite season. 就是春天是我最喜欢的季节，因为那个时候的天气是最舒服的哦。Okay, and also when we watch TV series, they have them in like different seasons. 就是看影集就第几季也会用到 season, like season 1, episode 2, for example.
All right, well, Laura, are you ready to find out what our top hat picks are?
Of course!
Okay, let's start with number 1. Now, the article says this word, berets. Now, this one's pronounced a little bit differently than you might think because it's a French word.
Oh, okay, 所以第一个我们帮大家选的就是 Wow, 贝雷帽。那但是它的英文的拼法 B-E-R-E-T-S, 但是大家可能觉得，诶，为什么那个 T 跟 S, howcome they are silent because, yeah, 因为它可能是源自于法文，所以它的发音有点不同哦。
Okay, now I know this hat that we're talking about now, berets, but what does the article have to say about them? It says, many people think of France when they see berets.
That's true. 很多人看到贝雷帽就是 berets 都会想到什么法国有没有就是很像就是在画家都会 like painters, you know,、mm-hmm. yeah, 都会戴上这个贝雷帽。Okay, so, I think we mentioned think of, right?
Right, so that's today's second word、mm-hmm. power word. This time it's actually two words, think of. Now these words are spelled T-H-I-N-K-O-F, think of. Now let's learn more about this phrase.Here, the definition of think of means to imagine something. When you imagine, you make a picture of something in your mind. As an example, we could say, Patricia thought of a funny joke and told her friends. Let's say that one more time. Patricia thought of a funny joke and told her friends.
I want to hear that joke. Okay. 我们来看一下 think of 这个片语就是有想到什么什么。像是 I can't think of one reason why you shouldn't do it. 如果要鼓励人家就是说哎呀去做啦其实就是你应该要这样做这样的意思。所以想到什么什么。或者是像 Patricia, 她想到一个有趣的笑话。Patricia thought of a funny joke, okay? 并且说给她朋友听哦 I love jokes.
That's good. All right. In fact, Laura, the word beret, like we said, is actually a French word. And maybe that's why people think of Paris, France,when they hear it.
That's true. 没错因为 beret, 刚刚我们说过它是法文字对不对源自于法国。所以每个人看到贝雷帽就很容易联想到它是来自于法国啦。
Okay, so here's some good news for our listeners in、mm-hmm. Taiwan. Now, the article says, however, you don't need tickets to Paris to enjoy this style.
Yeah, save us some money, okay?、Mm-hmm. 然而你不必买机票去巴黎就可以享受这个风格啦。
So, when is a good time to wear these hats? The article tells us, these hats are great for coffee dates on the weekends.
Oh, okay. 所以这款帽子呢最适合什么时候呢周末的咖啡店约会啦。这里我们看到的 date 其实就有约会的意思哦。
Alright, so a coffee date is a nice way to spend an afternoon. I like to have coffee dates with my friends, and we talk about all kinds of things.
Okay, 所以其实跟姐妹淘啊出去喝个下午茶这样子的约会呢就不是男女朋友的约会。我们就可以用 coffee date 来表示就是去咖啡店然后喝咖啡啊聊天这样子的约咯。
All right, well, we can't forget that our third word power word was in that sentence. The word is weekend. Weekend is a noun, and it's spelled W-E-E-K-E-N-D, weekend. So the weekend is 2 days of the week, Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes people have to work on these days, Saturday and Sunday. So weekend can mean the time that you don't have to work if you have Monday and Tuesday off.Maybe. Now, as an example sentence, we could say, Henry made some plans with his friends for this weekend. Let's say that one more time. Henry made some plans with his friends for this weekend.
Okay, 我们来看一下 weekend. Weekend 其实就是周末，当然就是 Saturday and Sunday. And I bet you all love weekends.、
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like what Aaron said, some people might have to work on、right. a weekend. 所以有的人啦，其实大部分我们其实周休都是周末就是休息嘛。所以有时候我们会看到 the office is closed on weekends. 就是可能会提醒大家说，哎，其实就是我们的上班时间哦，在周末是不营业的这样子的意思或者我们可能会问朋友说 Hey, what are you doing this weekend? 就是可能要约他们出去玩就是哎、欸，你这个周末要去哪里啊 Or I'm going away for the weekend 就可能就是我周末单要出去玩这样子的意思啦那 Henry 刚刚的例句提到他跟朋友们呢为这个周末做了一些计划 So maybe they're going away or they're going to do something fun、
Alright, well it's time for our second summer hat pick What is it? The article says, baseball caps.
嗯 ，OK， 所以第二个也非常受欢迎的类型的帽子，就是我个人很喜欢的棒球帽 baseball caps。
Mm-hmm. So before we tell you all about these cool hats, let's check out today's last word power word. It's baseball, and it's another noun. Baseball is spelled B-A-S-E-B-A-L-L, baseball. Let's find out more about it now.Baseball is a game played with two teams. Each team has nine players. You have to hit a ball with a long bat. You also have to run around four bases to get a point. If you can't make it all the way around, you don't get the point. Let's use baseball in an example sentence. Natalie loves sports and likes going to baseball games. Let's say it one more time.Natalie loves sports and likes going to baseball games.
OK, 我们来看一下刚刚提到的棒球帽，一定要来认识一下其中的棒球的英文要怎么说，就是 baseball. OK, 那通常呢，我们会用 play baseball, 就是打棒球这样子的意思。或者呢，其实我们来看棒球比赛，我们也可以说 I watched baseball on TV last night. OK, 那通常棒球比赛我们会用 a baseball game 来表示。那棒球员当然就是 a baseball player, P-L-A-Y-E-R。那刚刚有提到就是棒球当然需要这个它的棒球棒对不对 ?bat, 就是棒 baseball bat。bat, 就是 B-A-T, 就是棒子的拼法啦。OK, 所以刚刚的例句提到就是 Natalie, 她很热爱运动并且很喜欢去看这个棒球赛 baseball games.
Well, baseball, I know, is really popular here in Taiwan.
It sure is, and also in Japan.
Oh,
yeah.
It's popular in Canada, too, but not as popular as it is here.
Oh, okay. So, back to the article.
Right, mm-hmm. we're talking about baseball caps.
Mm-hmm.
The article says, both men and women look great in these popular hats.
Yeah, I agree. 不管是男生或是女生戴这款受欢迎的帽子，也就是棒球帽，都会很好看耶。这里呢，我们提到的就是 both men and women, 就是男生和女生两者都怎么样。想知道更多有关 both A and B 的用法，当然要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师哦。Magic Box 找亮点。
当今魔法世界首席魔法师舍我其谁？不是博士，是我，我是哈利波特。你们这些呢，向往魔法世界的麻瓜们呢，一定都对我的故事非常熟悉吧？哎呀，你们应该知道我有一个好朋友叫做荣恩。我们两个人呢，为什么会被朋友呢？因为我们都很爱打魁地奇咯。Okay, both Ron and I like playing sports. 我们呢，两个人都喜欢打球。Both Ron and I like playing sports. 我们两个呢，都喜欢打球。因为呢，是两个都怎么样哦 ？Okay, 所以英文里面呢，这个时候我们就要说 both。Both 呢，注意到是在两个的时候了。例如呢，我们两个人都怎么样，我们就用 both 这个字。这个句子呢，你也可以说 both of us like playing sports. OK, us 呢就是 we 的受词， both of us 就表示呢我们两个都的意思了。OK, 如果前面呢已经知道在讲的是我和荣恩，你呢就可以直接用 us 来取代我们两个人的名字。我们再看一个例子咯，我喜欢喝茶，也喜欢喝咖啡，不知道同学你比较喜欢喝哪一个呢 ？OK, I like both tea and coffee. I like both tea and coffee. 我喜欢茶，也爱喝咖啡。Both A and B 就表示呢 A 和 B 都怎么样。Both 这个字呢可以用在句子里呢，我们当然也可以用在句首咯。它呢可以直接当作代名词来使用，就表示两个。例如呢，你问我 Which do you like better, coffee or tea? 嗯，我两个都喜欢。I like both. I like both. OK, 这个时候 both 就是替代了 tea and coffee 两个东西咯。注意到呢，还是只有两样东西，还是只有两个人哦。 为什么要特别强调两个呢？因为三个人以上或是三个东西以上，我们呢就要换另外一个词的，也就是 ALL。 哦，例如呢，我和荣恩还有我们的和一个好朋友妙丽， All of us like tea， 我们呢都爱喝茶。 All of us like tea。Us 呢，刚刚讲过是 we 的受词哦，它是呢代表了我和荣恩还有妙丽三个人。那在这边我们说 all of us 就是我们全部，我们三个都怎么样？所以 both 就是两个都怎么样？注意到呢是两个，因为三个以上呢，不管是三个、四个、五个、一百个，我们呢记得都要换成 all 来使用咯。就只有这两种，很简单吧。
So women and men can wear these hats and look great. And that's good news. These hats are also quite casual.
Of course. 所以其实呢，我觉得大家非常喜欢这个棒球帽的感觉，也是因为它会让我们感觉好像打扮比较休闲哦，就是 casual， 刚刚 Aaron 老师提到这个字的意思啦。
All right, well, that's why the article says you can wear your favorite baseball cap to give your outfit a fun look.
OK, 接着呢我们课文就提到说你可以戴你最喜欢的棒球帽来给你的服装搭配配成一个有趣的风格哦 a fun look.
Alright, so an outfit is the clothing that you wear together, right?
That's right. OK, 其实 outfit 就是整体的一个打扮的一个服装这样的意思。所以如果你看到哎，今天有人穿搭的非常的亮眼非常的好看你可以说 nice outfit.
Alright, so if baseball caps are casual, could I wear them with an outfit of a skirt and a nice top?
No, but you could wear with shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, okay, that sounds more like me. What's your favorite look, Laura?
For me, I like anything that looks casual, I guess, like a t-shirt with denim shorts.
Okay.
So, 我也喜欢 casual, 就是简单啊休闲的打扮啊。可能像随便一个上衣 t-shirt, 然后搭配短的就是牛仔短裤哦。And here, we saw the word look, though, as a noun, okay? A fun look, okay? 其实 look 呢其实它有看起来的意思。不过呢在本课呢它是当作名词来用。有一个外观或是什么什么什么的相貌这样子意思啦。
Well, that's all the time we've got for today's article, but we do have more hat picks to tell you about tomorrow.
Before we say goodbye, though, we're going to finish up with our review time. Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, welcome to review time. We're going to play a quick spelling game.
Okay.
So I hope you listened carefully and know how to spell our word power words today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to start with an easy one.
Okay,
I think it's easy at least. Okay, how do you spell weekend?
W-E-E-K-E-N-D.
You got it. Whoa. All right. Now, I know that one's a bit easy because everyone loves the weekends. Okay, now, I'm thinking of... think of.
Think is T-H-I-N-K and off is O-F.
Right. It's not O-V like it sounds. It's O-F. Good.Okay, what about the word that's the, like the game that you play with the bats?
Baseball?
B-A-S-E-B-A-L-L. Right, that one's also quite easy because everyone knows how to spell
that's
ball.
True.
Okay, we've got one last word to spell today. Can she get it? The word is season.
Season. S-E-A-Z-O-N.
Nope, not correct. Oh. It sounds like season with a Z, but it's actually spelled S-E-A-S-O-N.
Aww, almost.
English is tricky sometimes. All right, well, what about you guys? Can you guys spell these words? Have a try with your friends and in your class. But for now, we have to say goodbye. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Hats, hats, hats. Hats are the perfect accessories for summer. They're a great way to show off your style. They also protect your face from the sun. Here are some of our top picks for this season. Berets. Many people think of France when they see berets. However, you don't need tickets to Paris to enjoy this style. These hats are great for coffee dates on the weekends. Baseball caps. Both men and women look great in these popular hats. You can wear your favorite baseball cap to give your outfit a fun look.
Season. Season. Spring is my favorite season because the weather is the nicest then. Spring is my favorite season because the weather is the nicest then. Think of. Think of. Patricia thought of a funny joke and told her friends. Patricia thought of a funny joke and told her friends. Weekend. Weekend. Henry made some plans with his friends for this weekend. Henry made some plans with his friends for this weekend. Baseball. Baseball. Natalie loves sports and likes going to baseball games. Natalie loves sports and likes going to baseball games.